Welcome to Influencers West. Influencers is a ministry to men designed to help men become men of God no matter where they worship. Our website is influencerswest.org. This is an Influencers West special event. Very glad you're here and welcome.
And I thank the leadership of Pete and Bill because without their connection with God, they would not have invited me. Okay, so now without any further delay, let me get into the message that God put on my heart. And I woke up really early, 4:30 today, and I felt that God wants you to be used in this ministry. So that's the excitement. Today is not about information, but it's about giving you the big picture. So when you connect with God, God can guide you. How can you be involved in this ministry and actually be part of winning Muslims to Christ? And from the beginning, I can tell you, every Muslim I was able to win to Christ, it was by the help of Christian Americans. So again, Pete's words to you is so true. Get involved. Get out of your comfortable zone and your comfortable chair and ask God to use you, because this is the will of God, to use all of us, not to use a few. Okay, so now the first point I want to communicate with you. Every four persons living in the world today, one of them is a Muslim. Muslim population doubles every 20 years. In America right now, we have about 20 million Muslims. Forget the statistics that tells you 8 million is nonsense. Orange County alone, we have about 500,000. Los Angeles, about 1 million. Dearborn, Michigan, I go there and I put tables and we give thousands of our materials to Muslims. And the believers told me, we are glad you come. Can you help me get the table here, please? Thank you. They tell me we have 1 million Muslims in Dearborn. yes, thank you. And can I have a pulpit also? That will help, since you are already standing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pete. So, Muslims, Fremont, California, I was there a few times. Pastor Tim Brown, Calvary Chapel, Fremont, told me we have 40,000 Afghani Muslims in Fremont, California alone. That was 5 years ago. Now they probably have so many more babies. They're probably 70,000. Most of these Muslims in America or overseas don't understand what we talk about in the Bible. Muslims ask, you Christians say Jesus is the Son of God? You serious? The Quran told us, how can God have a son if he doesn't have a wife? And you say God loves his son? You expect us to believe that? If you have a son, you saw a bunch of people killing your son. Wouldn't you go to rescue him? Don't you love your son? In other ways, since they were children, Muslims are taught that Islam make more sense than Christianity. The reasons behind the Christian faith, the logic, the evidence, never been communicated to most of the Muslim people in the world, including America, effectively. They never seen the logic, the beauty, the power of the Christian faith. And this is not your fault. This is the fault of the Christian leaders, okay? Just to be very blunt. Thank God Pete and Bill are not one of them. But most of the Christian leaders are not investing their time and not opening the door for their churches to be equipped to witness effectively to Muslims and answer their questions. Tragedy. Actually, most of the Christian leaders in America are more involved in politics and attacking Obama and supporting war more than they are involved in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Tragedy. Why? Satan used 9/11 terrorist attack, Satan used war between Americans and Muslims. American soldiers killed, of course, all of us pray for our American soldiers. We love our American government because America gave us so much. And Satan used our support to Israel, and he penetrated the Christian leaders' heart and minds and make them respond negatively to Muslims. And I don't have much time to talk about that. I have to move on. But to make a long story short, most of the Muslim people in the world never had a chance to understand the biblical teaching or to get their questions answered. And I'll give you a quick answer. We tell Muslims, well, you believe in the prophet Abraham. Muslims say yes. And you believe in the story that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son. And Muslim would say, yes, it's in the Quran. And you are commanded to follow the faith and the lifestyle. Take Abraham as an example. Muslims say, sure. He is the father of all true believers, Abraham, according to the Quran. We tell Muslims, well, how can you explain that one day Abraham was taking his son in one hand and a knife to butcher him with the other? Was he a good father? Was he a good prophet? A Muslim, now you are stimulating a process of reflection. Muslims are thinking now about their own belief, which also is common ground in the Bible. A Muslim will tell you, huh? And you tell Muslims, well, don't you agree with me that if Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son to God, then he proved that he has perfect sacrificial love to God? Muslim will tell you, of course. And we tell Muslim, that's exactly what God wants you to discover. Because the Bible told us in Romans 5:8, God manifested, demonstrated his own love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. And why did Abraham to give him his son? Why not his money or sheep or whatever, or fast or pray? A Muslim will agree with you that if Abraham was willing to give his son to God, then he proved beyond any doubt that he is willing and ready to give God everything and anything he has. And we tell Muslims, that's exactly what God wants you to discover about himself. Because we read about God in Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but give him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? And you share your testimony. When I put my faith in Jesus and I became a child of God and I experienced the forgiveness of my sins, at that moment and now I know the story is true. God loves me that much and he gave his son for me, gave Jesus for me. And of course, explaining how Jesus is the son of God, this is a different topic. But when I knew the story is true, I know that God has the best, most awesome plan for me in this life. God's going to give me a wonderful life, of course, as I walk with him. And one day, God is going to give me everything and share his kingdom with me for sure. How do I know that? Because he gave me Jesus. So now you are not ignoring their objection. You are using their objection as a stepping stone to the gospel. Now, this is very important. Why? Because God does not want us only to share the gospel in one sentence, but God wants us to help. You remember the story that Jesus said in Matthew? Some seed fell on the lives of people that did not understand. And it was easy for the wicked one to snatch away the word of God that was sown in their lives. Why? Because superficial, they did not understand it. So God wants us to help Muslims understand the biblical teaching. Now, it's like, you know, when I came to America, and of course there is cultural barriers, there are political barriers, there is social barriers, there is theological barriers, and God wants us to, by his grace and by the Holy Spirit, remove these barriers that stand in the path of Muslims to Christ. Now, I remember when I first came to America, and I was so lonely, and I would go to my church a few times a week, and I see a beautiful American girl worshiping Jesus. I said, wow. So I go to her, I tell her, my name is Sammy, I am from Egypt. I am very happy to meet you. usually he looks at me and says, "What's up?" "No, nothing up. Please give me your parents' phone number." Why? "My parents are coming. I like my parents to call your parents." Call my parents? What for? "To be very honest with you, I've been watching you and I know you love Jesus. I saw you worshiping God and I like you. You are so beautiful. And I don't know, but maybe our parents can think with us and pray with us and maybe we discover it's God's will. We get married." I don't know. Married. This is so weird. No, I am not weird. I am normal. And the more I try to get the parents involved, the more I am rejected. And I always wondered why. I had great sense of humor, pure motives. I look good. You know, hey. In 1980, I looked beautiful, okay? Now I'm getting old like Pete and Bill. Now, to me, this is the most honorable way to approach a girl. And if I'm not, I am married now, but if I'm not married, this is the best way through the family. To her, this is the most uncool and ridiculous way that any man can insist on approaching her before he go out with her and get to know her. So God taught me that if I want to be used to my greatest potential, I need to answer the questions Muslims have. I need to connect with them to build a common ground and even use their beliefs as a stepping stone to the gospel. And that's the best approach to reach Muslims. I need to move fast because I have very, very few minutes left. I am used to 45 minutes. In Genesis 12, God promised Abraham to bless Ishmael, to bless him and use him as a blessing to who? To all the families of the earth. And God is telling us the same thing. I chose you and I blessed you because I love you, but God has big plans to use each one of us as a blessing to as many families as we let him. Genesis 17, God promised Abraham to bless Ishmael. That's a promise. Genesis 16, God promised Hagar to multiply her descendants exceedingly. And then we have verse 11. God called Hagar unnamed son Ishmael, which means God hears. God hears. And Genesis 21, I believe that one is next. God heard Ishmael crying. And God wants his church to hear the cry of Muslims. Because the church, Christian leaders and pastors are not connecting with God at all. Do you know that Christian pastors and leaders spend all their time and the resources that God gave them to do so many things and they don't spend 1% of their time or budget to share Jesus effectively with Muslims or to help their people share Jesus effectively with Muslims. I beg pastors to let me speak in their church and equip their people. You know, Genesis 21, God saved Ishmael and Hagar when they were dying from thirst. You remember? You know, this story proves that Ishmael's birth was not just simply a mistake Abraham did, because if it were just a mistake, God could have let them die. Right? But when God intervened and told Hagar, "Do not be afraid. I hear the Ishmael crying. Lift up Ishmael by his hand. I will make into him a great nation and save their lives through a miracle." God proved that he has wonderful plans from the birth of Ishmael and special love for him. First Chronicle chapter 1, you notice that Abraham's name and his first two sons' names. Remember these first two sons, Kedar and Nebaioth. Why this is important? Because Isaiah 21 told us that the Arab people came from Kedar. Okay, so are you with me? Very important. Why? Because Isaiah 60 told us, "All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. They will be accepted as offering on my altar." This is extremely exciting, significant prophecy that you rarely find an American pastor or leader talk about. I don't know why. I have no idea.
I don't know why all the prophecies is pro-Israel. Nothing is pro-Arabs or Muslims. That's a problem. No wonder people are not motivated.
Now, no, bring it back. I did not. When I go like that, Don. Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you a personal testimony. About 8 years ago, my church offered me a paid position, Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, and I wanted to take a job. My wife told me, no, God did not call us to work in one church. God called us to be available to the body of Christ, all the good churches. And God spoke to us and told us, I want you to start a non-profit ministry because you cannot reach many Muslims by yourself. So we asked ourselves which Bible verse we're going to put in our letterhead. Immediately, God gave us John 10:16. Jesus said, I have other sheep too that are not of this sheepfold. I must also bring them. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. God wants his church to know that multitudes of these sheep are the flocks of Kedar and Nebaiah. Arabs and Muslims will be gathered with their families. They will be saved in the day of the harvest. It's a matter of who God will use. Is God going to use you or your church, or God's going to use a different church or different believers? Okay, now, Don, are you with me? Jeremiah 49, Iranian Muslims will come to Christ. Many years ago, you know, I wrote a book to present Jesus effectively to Muslims. And many years ago, God brought our ministry $10,000. And God told me, send this book to Colorado Springs to be translated to Farsi, Iranian language, with the best translator. So I did it. And I was praying, God, use this $10,000, you know. Immediately, I got an email from an Iranian lady. My father is Iranian and was raised in the Muslim religion. Over the years, he had many questions, which my husband and I have done our best to answer. However, when I got hold of your book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend in Farsi, I was so excited to share it with him. About a month later, he couldn't stop telling me how much he loved the book. He finally understood, I am so thankful. It has answered so many of his questions, giving him clarity. Muslims are confused. I am blessed to say he considered himself a Christian now. Now, a few months ago, I was contacted by Salem Lutheran Church in Orange by the pastor, Pastor John. And he told me, I met Iranian couple and they need help. I told him, oh, he said, do you have your book in Farsi? I said, sure. So I drove to him in Orange, Salem Lutheran Church. I gave him a copy of your book. He gave it to the couple. They came to Christ. And they invited me to speak. I never get invited to speak in Lutheran church, but I did. Hey, let me tell you something. If we don't get the job done, God's going to use the Lutheran. To be very clear, you can study the Bible as much as you want. But if you don't take action, your Bible study mean nothing. Nothing. You can worship as much as you want, but if you don't reach your neighbor, then you haven't done anything for God. Okay, now Isaiah 19:21, God promised to save Muslims in Egypt, 85 million Muslims. And the Christian leaders in America are focusing on Israel, 6 million Jews. Will you leave the Muslim world? Every 4 people living in the world, one of them is a Muslim. That does not make sense. You can love the Jews, you can support Israel, but in the same time, love the Muslims and share Jesus with them. Do both. There is no contradiction. God said, blessed be Egypt, my people, your people. That's what God said. My people. Assyria, which is Iraq, the work of my hand. Israel, my inheritance. God loves America. Absolutely showered his blessing upon the American people. Awesome people. God loves the Jews. Absolutely brought them to the land, blessed them and want to save them. And yes. But God doesn't stop there. God also loves the Arab people. You see? Which about 300, 400 million people. In heaven, people will come from all over the world. Muslims are growing very rapidly all over the world. We got prophecies Conclusion, God will save hundreds of millions of Muslims. If you think Jesus coming back after 5 years, in the next 5 years, lots of Muslims will be saved. I was in Egypt a few months ago, shared Jesus freely with so many Muslims and led one Muslim to Christ. Easy. He was ready. You remember the Passion of Christ movie? A rumor got out there is what was anti-Semitic, and that made Muslim leaders buy the movie and told their... I'm glad you are laughing. I was dancing. I was jumping. And the Muslim leaders told their people, go watch what the Jews have done to Jesus. Hundreds of millions of Muslims watched the movie and they were crying like babies. Remember, Muslims are emotional. They are different than European and American. You know, in America, people are taught to control their feelings. We are not taught that in the Middle East. Feelings impact our lives. We are emotional people in the Middle East and Muslims. Americans focus on achievement, not personal relationship and not feelings. They have feelings, but, you know, they are very good in controlling their feelings. What is the good news? God has started fulfilling the prophecies already. How do I know that? I know that from the emails I get. Read some of the emails. Muslims are coming to Christ. Let me read a couple of them to you. I got one email from... I spoke in a big church in Florida a few times, and I got an email from Malak, one of the Muslim people over there, and she said... let me find that email. I might find it later, but she said, I've been reading your book, and I am falling in love with God, and here it is. My name is Malak. I'm originally from Lebanon. I'm a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim, so she thinks it's a good thing to be a Muslim. Let me say, since I read this book, I fell in love with God. I am now happier than before. The only problem now I am in the middle of, I am falling in love with Jesus. I told her, this is not a serious problem, Malak. keep reading. And then she sent me another email. You can read these emails. I am done reading this book. It is one of the most beautiful books. Open my heart to God. See, Muslims are thirsty people drinking from salty water. Muslims are thirsty people, confused, messed up people. Islam messed up their lives, and they are looking for the truth, and they are looking and seeking a relationship with God, and they want to gain God's acceptance, and they want to go to heaven, but they don't know how. Whose fault is that? Your fault? It is the pastor's fault and the Christian leader's fault. Okay? Let me tell you very frankly. The last email I got from Malak, thanks for helping me experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. I got an email from one of the director of Voice of the Martyrs. Now he has his own ministry. He said, we sent one Arabic glad news book to North Africa. Now we have the book in 11 languages. Thank God for the financial partners. And he said, I was able to send one Arabic glad news to the MBB, Muslim background believers. The book traveled the nation. Two Muslims accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. Now they are requesting 500 books. He sent me another email. His name is David Witt. You can Google him. Very famous guy, David Witt. And he told me, your book has made the Mauritanian news. And this is an interesting story. The Mauritanian government discovered that so many people, after they read my book, they start reading the Bible. Why? Because I removed the first obstacle. Muslim think the Bible is corrupted. So I studied this issue, and I discovered that all the Quranic verses about the Bible stated that the Bible is the word of God. Can you imagine that? And I put all these verses, and I put the verses that the Quran commands Muslims to read the Bible. It's being part of being a Muslim. And many Muslims, when they read that, they come to Christ. And actually, I put to you an email here I received. We send our materials to as many places as possible. So I sent it to the University of Pennsylvania. I believe it's Pennsylvania State University, Sammy, my Turkish friend Mehmet said, actually, this is the actual email. You can read it. My Turkish friend Mehmet said that he could consider the Bible and read it after he read Glad News. It showed him that he was allowed to read the Bible from the Quran. It opened his eyes. He said, I could not put the book down. This is the answer of prayers. My wife is praying. I don't like reading English that much, but I read 200 pages in one day. You see how thirsty they are? You beg a non-Christian American to take a tract. Muslims are thirsty to know God. After a few months, he got baptized and is now sharing actively to other Muslims while he works on his PhD here in the USA. We were all so thrilled, all the ministers, the Christians in the university. Thank you for writing this book. Of course, it's a teamwork. God used me to write it, and God used other believers to pray, and God used other Americans to financially help us spread it in 11 languages, and God brought Muslims to Christ. Now, I want to tell you, I don't have time to complete my presentation, but my wife is ex-Muslim. You can get a copy of her DVD. But Don, let us listen to my pastor testimony. He's in heaven now.
I have a co-worker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim, and we talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible, and I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him, you know, because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I would love to know what to do, what kind of format to go through, whether giving him a book. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully, he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
That's me.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and sort of shows comparisons and so forth. And I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
Don, bring
I
me,
have a co-worker.
Don, please bring me the last verse in the presentation. Ephesians 4.
Muslim, and
close the CD now. Bring me
I'm
the last verse in the PowerPoint, please.
The
thank you, Don.
And I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to...
No more audio, Don. No more audio. Thank you. I'm just kidding now. Okay, I'll tell you my story quickly. That might encourage you in your walk of faith with God. I used to work as a defense lawyer like Steve Malini in my father's legal firm in Egypt. And it was good job. Except I was born again, and the most of my clients were drug dealers, and all of them were guilty. They were so guilty. And I yielded to the temptation of the flesh and success and money for 2 years, and then God convicted me and told me, I don't want you to make the guilty innocent. I told God, what can I do? God spoke to me from Hebrew 11 about Moses. And God told me, remember, Moses preferred to leave Egypt, suffer affliction with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Leave Egypt. I left Egypt. By God's grace, of course, 1980, left my family, came, started working in a gas station, bus boy, dishwasher, waiter for 17 years. Pastor Chuck Smith adopted me and encouraged me, gave me an office, and told me, whatever God called you to do, do it. And many Muslims start coming to Christ through the ministry that way, way before 9/11. And Chuck Smith was so happy, and he said, yes, keep doing the ministry, and I will introduce you to pastors and all that. And
My family put pressure on me because, you know, most of them in the legal profession. And I studied for the California bar exam. Before I passed the bar exam, God brought my wife and said, stop. I was willing to die in Egypt because she was ex-Muslim and they put her in prison in Egypt and her life was in danger. And she said, can't you sacrifice your legal career? I told her, no, I can't. And she said, okay, pray about it. So I prayed and God told me she is right. I told God, but I need to use my mind. I can't just have a simple job in the government. And then she God told me, use your mind for me. Love me with all your mind. Collect the evidence. Present Jesus in the most attractive, acceptable, understandable, convincing way to educated Muslims. Write a book. Forget about the American pastors. If they don't are not interested in your ministry, write a book, and I will help you to give it to Muslims. I wrote the book, and God brought American Christians to financially help me. We did not even have a nonprofit at that time, and we started giving the book to Muslims, and many Muslims are coming to Christ. Now, I want to finish by telling you, at least get one copy of that book. If you can buy two, buy two. Now, the books, we give books to Muslims free. We have 500,000 Muslims in Orange County, but we make Americans pay. And I love it when Americans pay. Somebody has to pay, okay? I quit my government job. I am full-time now in the ministry. So get two books. Oh, I almost forgot. This is for Pete's sake and for Bill's sake. This book is for any non-Christian Americans. It's called The True Love. Because I fly a lot, I meet a lot of non-Christians, my neighbors. I love people, so I discovered that they are not believers, but they are not against the Bible. So I gave them The True Love book. If you promise me to pray for one non-Christian neighbor or co-worker or anyone non-Christian, and to manifest God's love to that person in any way, and give that person the book, I'll give you a copy as a gift. Who would do that? And invite come take a book. And invite, come quickly, I don't have time. And invite him to the men's Bible study or to the men's conference. Let me tell you something. You have exceptional leaders here, Pete and Bell. And this is not a compliment. I don't say that easily. But why I say that? Because most of the pastors I talk to and I send letters to ignore me completely. And I showed you that the Muslims coming to Christ is coming through. Because this Malak in Florida told me, somebody give me a copy of your book. You can read her testimony. But you have, you know, I called the pastor of this church maybe 3-4 times in a period of 1 year. And I sent him 2 letters. And he was very nice. And every time he said, maybe next month, call me again. I call him again. Call me again. I call him again. Most of the American pastors are not open. But the ones that are open, God uses to bring Muslims to Christ. So get 2 copies of that book. This is not an accident that we are here today. If you are poor, pay whatever you can pay. But if you are not poor, pay the price. 2, introduce me to another Bible study or Christian groups. Why? Because the more churches are equipped, the more believers are equipped, the more Muslims come to Christ. Okay, this is 2. 3, if you want to help our ministry in any way above your financial help to the Bible study here and the ministry here, this is wonderful ministry, men's ministry, but let's say you have extra money, you want to donate one time, great. If you want to donate monthly, let me know. But it has to be above your tithing or your help at your ministry. I am on K-Wave Radio every Sunday, 1:45 p.m. You can listen to that program or ask a Muslim to listen to it or another Christian to listen to it. K-Wave 107.9 every Sunday, 1:45 p.m. And I start using satellite TV, so pray for me that I can find a good studio that will not charge our ministry too much money, and I can record Arabic and English satellite TV. Let's pray. Let's pray that God will use you for the salvation of so many men through the wonderful ministry that you have here and the awesome leaders that God gave you. Pete and Bill, and there's so many wonderful people serving with them. Bunch of people were praying early in the morning upstairs. They are not the only one doing it. You know, I met Thad. Thad is an awesome guy. Helped me. And I met Phil, worked for the fire department. He helped me with passion to set my table. I mean, you have so many awesome believers here. Take advantage of what God is doing here and spread the gospel. If you want to get more copies of the True Love book, as a gift, you can. I have a whole box. I'll give you any books you want if you promise to give it to non-believers and pray for them, manifest God's love to them, and invite them to church. Don't expect Pete and Bill and Thad and the core group here to do the ministry. This is not God's will. And the same thing for me. Don't expect me to do the ministry. You need to walk with God faithfully, and remember, God rewarded me for leaving my world for him. I have no regret of losing my legal career or family. God will reward you in a way that you can never imagine right now when you die to yourself and when you walk with him every day. God, help us to be faithful to you. Help us to have faith in you, God, and in your word, that you are a rewarder for those who seek you. That if we lose our lives for you, we will find the true life. That if we give you our mind and our heart and we loved you and we lived for you and for the gospel's sake, you will help us enjoy abundant life. God, we surrender our lives to you. We thank you for Pete and Bill, God. I thank you for them. Because it only took 10 minutes with them. And they connected with you quickly and they said, yes, we want that. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the pastors that opened the door for me. Thank you for the American believers, God, that helped our ministry to spread the gospel to Muslims and still help our ministry through prayer and financial. God, thank you for your church. God, use us more, God. Use us more. Use us for the salvation of thousands and thousands of Muslims, even here in Orange County, God, and Irvine. God, revive the pastors in America and make them connect with you and make them be open to equip their church to witness effectively to Muslims. God, give us love for our neighbors and our enemies. God, don't allow us to waste our lives living for ourselves. And then we regret it, God, as we die. We love you, God. Help us to love you more. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Ed was just telling me a story just prior to Sammy starting to speak. He said a relief worker went into a refugee camp where people were fleeing from ISIS. And one of the guys was sharing his testimony, and he says, I was with ISIS. We had men on their knees, and I had a gun up to a man's head, and I was about to pull the trigger. The man says, I know you're about to kill me, but I want to leave you my Bible. He said, I shot him and kept his Bible. I read it, and now I'm on your side. Come on, it's happening all over. It's happening in the Middle East. I was praying, as Sammy was praying, God, light us up. God, get our heart, give us a passion. Give us a mission. Send us to Muslim people that are around us, but send us to our neighbors in our neighborhood. Somewhere along the line, we're going to have to get off, as Bill said, our derrieres, and we're going to have to get in the battle. I mean, get in a battle that's a harvest for Christ. I need it to be lit up. Sammy, thank you. for coming and lighting our fire a little bit here today. And we're going to make him a part of the band of brothers. We need guys that are fully lit. And that would be Sammy. So I'm going to be praying and you be praying too. We're on the 19th, which is next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. We're having a gathering, and that's exactly what it's about. It's about us getting lit up. It's about us reaching our neighbors. It's about our homes being embassies for Jesus Christ. And I invite you to come. Be from 8:30 to 10:30 next Saturday.
Don't be schmucks.
Buy
the book.
Said by, takes one, no one. We're just a bunch of schmucks, amen, for Christ. So guys, as you leave here today, let's leave with a new zeal to go out there and give them heaven. And we'll probably have Sammy do some training. He'll do some personal training with us in how to reach Muslims and take that book and give us some training, give us some confidence so we can get out there and give them heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All right, go get them, guys. Thanks for coming today.